It's alive.
You probably recognize that as one of the most iconic scenes of the classic movie Frankenstein. This summer is the 200th anniversary of Mary Shelley's idea that eventually became the novel. Now a new exhibit at ASU's Hayden Library is examining the history and cultural impact of the book, as well as how it relates to today and what our modern-day monsters are. KJZZ's Sarah Ventry spoke with Bob Beard of ASU's Center for Science and the Imagination about this.
Yeah, it turns out there's a lot to unpack. And when you really get at its core, Frankenstein is about so much more than just the one monster story we all think of. There were also a lot of things happening in the world at the time that led to its creation.
Mary Shelley imagined the idea that became Frankenstein actually 200 years ago, earlier this summer, June 16th, 1816. And it was this time of environmental crisis and social upheaval and amongst the Industrial Revolution. And it spawned this amazing story. And some say it was the very first science fiction story. And these themes really continue to resonate today, even 200 years later. And so this exhibit at ASU Libraries is looking at Frankenstein and its history and also its cultural impact today.
So that environment, that sort of Industrial Revolution, the sort of technological advances that were happening at the time, how did that impact Mary Shelley? How did it impact the novel?
So the summer of 1816 was called the Year Without a Summer. The year prior, there was an explosion. There was a volcanic explosion in Indonesia, and it was Mount Tambora. And it created this environmental crisis. There was this global darkening. This ash cloud surrounded the earth, and it led to famines. It led to crop die-off. It led to a refugee crisis. And so all of these things are present sort of in the novel. And Mary Shelley grew up in this time where there were public displays of science, where people were doing experiments with galvanism and actually shocking corpses and seeing if they could reanimate them. And so there's no surprise where some of these ideas came from, these themes of loneliness and man being able to control nature or having a desire to control nature. And that's really what's apparent in the final novel of Frankenstein.
So fast forward 200 years. One of the things that it sounds like this exhibit is trying to explore is sort of how are those factors shaping our world today?
I think what this exhibit really does is it looks at those conditions that inspired Mary Shelley and looks at our contemporary culture and explores these quandaries that we're experiencing right now in science and technology and, you know, our social existence in the modern era. And so there are themes from Mary Shelley's Frankenstein that are amazingly resonant today. You know, Mary Shelley was asking, what is the nature of life? And we're doing that right now. We're doing it with artificial intelligence. We do it in our library exhibit in sort of a playful way of asking if a social media hashtag could be considered a living organism. And it does meet several cases for life, maybe not all of them, but there's an argument to be made. So there's a lot of things that are happening in our modern era that are ripe for examination.
You know, you mentioned a minute ago that arguably Frankenstein is considered the first work of science fiction. Mm-hmm. When we think about science fiction today and where it's come, and when we think about sort of what the modern day equivalent of Frankenstein would be, or the modern day monsters that we're looking at in sort of the science fiction realm, what do you think those would be?
It's a great question. And really, I think it goes back to what are we afraid of? You know, Mary Shelley, at the time, she had a variety of social and technological and environmental anxieties that she might have been addressing in Frankenstein. And that's something that we're doing in our exhibit as well. We're asking people to sort of imagine a new monster for the 21st century. A lot of times people will take the Frankenstein story and they'll overlay it with the technology of today. So if you look at a film like Ex Machina, that's a Frankenstein story just about advanced robots. But I think what's interesting, going back to those anxieties, is what we might fear today. So is there a Frankenstein story to be told about body shaming? Is there a Frankenstein story to be told about GMOs? Is there a Frankenstein story to be told about gun control? I think any of these anxieties that we're experiencing right now could become a new sort of scary story for the 21st century.
That's Bob Beard of ASU's Center for Science and the Imagination.
And that's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.